physician for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to get back to these signs, and I'm going to make sure you guys understand that political signs are not to be messed with. It is a felony in the state of Michigan to steal, damage, tamper with a political sign. We have a report of another sign, another 4x8 being stolen, an M68. I'm going to be contacting the Presque County Sheriff Department and filing a complaint. I have the address. We believe we know who took the sign. I'm going to ask the sheriff's department to spend their time and money to drive over and talk to this person. We are not going to allow you to steal these signs. If we get your license plate, we get your vehicle, we get your image on a video or a photograph on a cell phone, you will be prosecuted. So I'll be doing that after the show today. I'm sorry, Presque County Sheriff's Office, that I got to waste your time on this absolute childish behavior. But these people need to know that we are going to press charges. Police reports will be made. Investigations will be done. You will have to answer for what you did. And if it's found out that you are, in fact, the person who stole it, I'm going to prosecute. I'm done with this. I'm coordinating with the Presque County Republican Party to manage this campaign for the slate of candidates they chose to be elected to their school board in their county. They solicited me. This isn't something that I want to do after the show every day. But they came to me and said, Randy, we want you to help coordinate the efforts of running this campaign for these slate of candidates that we want to elect in our county. If the Sheboygan School Board had approached me, I would have helped out in Sheboygan. Charlevoix, Emmett, Mackinac County, Chippewa County, Otsego County, wherever the listening area is that you guys would ask for my help, I would offer it for free. Not making a dime on any of this. When they paid for the signs and I went down and got them from the printer in Grand Rapids on my weekend, and then delivered them on my Sunday over there to them and helped them get started in putting these up. It was not something I really wanted to do. But they came to me. They came to me and said, this is what we want your help in doing in our county. And I agreed to help them out. But I got to tell you something. Political signs cost money, time, effort, gasoline, You know, you might think it's a $5 yard sign, which is the actual printing cost. You think it may be, you know, $100 4x8 plus the stakes. But that's not even the beginning of the cost of these signs. The time to design them, talk to the printer, get it printed, go pick them up hundreds of miles away from my house, then hundreds of miles literally from my driveway over there, 115 miles to Onaway and back. You know, people, 85 miles, whatever it is, I'm so ticked off right now I can't even speak. I'm so mad. But it's okay, because we know who you are. We know who you are, and we're done playing games. So, don't touch political signs. You are running the risk of being charged criminally for a felony. I'm putting you on full constructive notice. People hearing this, people are going to share it, talk to people, going to tell them that this particular campaign is serious about prosecuting. Other campaigns don't take this approach. This one does, because I'm in charge. Because this is what the county came to me and said they wanted to accomplish. The Republican Party had it discussed at their meetings. This is what they decided to do. They're the ones that's paid for the signs. It says it right on the sign, clear as day. And a lot of people are saying, well, Randy, school board races are nonpartisan. Yes, they are. The candidates running are not labeled as Republicans or Democrats. It's nonpartisan. But it doesn't prevent a local county party to buy signs. It doesn't prevent a local county party from buying business cards to pass out to people. But where I do draw the line is a local business, Awaken Federal Credit Union in Onaway. One of their employees, Sheila, approaching customers, handing them a slate card for the other side. Let's just call it what it is. They have their slate of candidates they're running. We have our slate of candidates we're running. And for a credit union employee to approach a credit union customer and hand them a slate card and say, these are the people you need to vote for on November 5th, that employee should be fired. But better yet, folks, I am officially right now calling for a boycott of Awaken Federal Credit Union. If you have accounts there, close them. There's other credit unions you can go to. There's other banks you can go to. I know it's convenient in Onaway because they're right there in downtown. That's a great location. I hate to do this, but you know what? I'm sick and tired of people thinking that they can get involved in politics when it comes to a business and don't think there's going to be ramifications. And I'm going to tell you why. This is personal to me. I have gotten donations to the radio station to help us pay our electric bills, to cover our engineering costs, our FCC license. I can go on and on and on to all the expenses. The monthly electric bill alone. I've had businesses give us money to the radio station to support us, but they won't advertise on the show. They won't advertise on the station. And I said, why? And they said, well, because we're afraid we're going to lose customers. We're afraid that if people hear our commercials on your show, they hear commercials on the station, that they may not choose to do business with us. They'll go somewhere else. It has cost Vicky, the owner of the radio station, and me, the owner of this show, it has cost us thousands of dollars over the years. because of our positions, because of our values, our principles, what we believe in. It's time Awaken Federal Credit Union feels the pain of us. If you support this radio station, this show, you listen to it, and you know friends that live in Onaway who may have accounts at that credit union, call them and tell them what this employee did. Tell them exactly what Sheila did to one of their customers, telling them who to vote for local school board, passing out cards at the credit union. Tell them, close their accounts, go somewhere else. For them to have this woke agenda at Awaken Federal Credit Union, I never want to talk to those people ever again. I had gone over to Gaylord, had a sit down with their marketing person, had a great conversation, thought we were going to be able to work together years ago. Never went anywhere, not interested in supporting the station, not interested in supporting this show. So I don't feel bad about calling for this boycott. Close your accounts at Awaken Federal Credit Union. If they ask you why, tell them. Tell them. Chuck and Randy reported on his show on Wednesday, September 18th, roughly at 9:46 a.m., for a boycott of Awaken Federal Credit Union. Take your business somewhere else. If this is the type of agenda that Awaken Federal Credit Union supports, then stop doing business there. It's that simple. Go somewhere else. And tell them, because they got involved in a school board race in Onaway, Michigan. I'm talking about all their locations, Indian River, Otsego, wherever they have a branch where you may have an account, go in and close it. Go to a different credit union. I don't do this very often, people. But when you have an employee approaching a customer, and the thing of it is, Sheila knew this customer. Sheila knew how conservative a patriot he is. She knew full well who she was talking to. You have an Awaken Federal Credit Union account? Close it today. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Debbie says, I'm done with Awaken. I've got others that are texting me all kinds of things about what they're going to do. Clarification, the other sign that was stolen in Tower is actually located in Sheboygan County. So I'm going to get the address of where the sign was installed and a particular neighbor that we believe may have been behind stealing the sign. I'm going to drive to Sheboygan. I'm going to take my jugs with me. I'm going to go visit. You just heard back-to-back commercials, husband and wife, Jamie and John Davis over at Mega Water in Sheboygan. Well, John, Jamie, I'm coming. I'm going to refill my jugs. I'm going to go to the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office. I'm going to file the police report myself. In person. I'm not going to do it over the phone. I am going to demand that they do an investigation, they talk to people, and they find out who stole that sign in Tower. And I'm going to press charges if they find out. I'm not playing games with you people. Gave you enough advance warning many times. I've said on this microphone, don't touch political signs. I was at a person's home in Antrim County last night before the Antrim County Republican Party meeting. He said he was so sick and tired of his next door neighbor having all these large signs on a residential street of Democrats. He said, bring me every political sign you have for Republicans. And I want the biggest ones you've got. I took him a 4x4 for Donald Trump, J.D. Vance. I took him Vicky's sign for county clerk. I took him every Republican we had in Antrim County and delivered it to him. As I was there, he was putting up the yard signs. And I said, you need help with the 4x4? And he said, nope, I got it. I've got stakes that I use for my snow fences. I got the pounder. I got zip ties. I'll take care of it. If you can put your signs up, we can put our signs up. It's that simple. What, the school board slate that they have, the other side, they don't have signs? Well, it costs money. So, game on. In Onaway, But I'm letting you know right now, you mess with our signs, we find out who you are, you will be prosecuted. And it's a felony in the state of Michigan. You're going to prison. You're not going to jail. You're not going to pay a fine. You're going to prison. That's how we're going to play this game. And folks, if you're listening in other communities, don't do it in your communities either. Let people know that if somebody takes a picture with their cell phone of your vehicle, your license plate, you're going to prison. If the person running the campaign of the sign you took wants to press charges, which they are completely entitled to do, you're facing felony charges. Do you know how much it's going to cost just to hire an attorney to defend yourself against these charges? You're looking at $5,000 to $10,000. You're looking at $5,000 to $10,000 to retain an attorney to come to court with you when you're prosecuted. And these sheriff's offices have better things to do than investigate signs being stolen. It breaks my heart that I'm going to have to ask the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department to investigate way down in Tower near Onaway. Do you know how far Sheboygan is from Onaway? But it happened in their county. But we're going to do it. We got to put a stop to it. Folks, we just got these signs on Saturday. Today's Wednesday. We started putting them out on Sunday and Monday. And signs are being stolen already? Okay. I got it. I understand what we're dealing with over there. But Awaken Federal Credit Union, Sheila, the employee at the branch in downtown Onaway, getting involved in this race. Shame on you, Sheila. Shame on Awaken Federal Credit Union. And the person over in Gaylord, you've got my number. I've met with you. Absolutely. Got a text message. Just for your information, schools cannot have felons as employees. Well, maybe this teacher will pass the word on. Don't touch the signs. It's going to be a vote of the people. It's going to be their decision at the ballot box. Does not need to be tampered with or have to take on a federal credit union. We're going to move on. We've got news stories to talk about. We got Tiger news. We got all kinds of stuff today. We're going to have a great show for you. I'm Trucker Randy. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 60.